from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
George Richards is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I'm at the Amerant Bank Arena. Crowder is in Cooperstown, New York. Solana's at the studio in Miami. George Richards is furiously posting content on FloridaHockeyNow.com in anticipation of tonight. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. George Richards has covered the Panthers for a very long time. You can read his work at FloridaHockeyNow.com. So I was saying to Crowder and Solana, George, I don't know how much weight to put on the loss Saturday night, and maybe you can give us a little guidance here. Did Saturday night change anything about the way you feel about what the outcome of this series will be? Are you feeling any panic after watching the Panthers' performance on Saturday?
No. Honestly, Florida did nothing right, really, in that game. I mean, you know, Edmonton came out with all the desperation of a team you would hope would come out with down 3-0, you know, playing for their lives at home. And, Florida just got caught up in that, I think. I think once it got a little bit out of control, maybe at 4-1, you could just see some heads drop. And then, you know, at 5-1, they pull Sergei Bobrovsky, you know, because it was over and they knew it was over. Like Paul Maurice said, hey, if it's going to go that way, you know, at least it didn't go into the third. So he was able to get Bob a lot of rest, you know, after he's played all 20 playoff games. So, I mean, it was just one of those games. Florida looked slow. They didn't get the forecheck going. They were bad in the middle of the ice. I mean, you know, we haven't seen Florida play like that. I mean, honestly, since that last road trip of the regular season, that was a long, long time ago.
And George, it sounded like you were saying that, you know, did nothing right, you know, a little slow, maybe a little complacent, you know, we're up 3-0, you know, with their back home, they're going crazy, like just didn't come out with fire.
I'll give you that. I think they came out okay. I think it wasn't like came out flat, but, you know, giving up that shorthanded goal early in the game, then it's 2-0. But you could see a little spark. I mean, Vladimir Tarasenko gets that deflection goal to make it 2-1, and you're thinking, okay, Florida can get themselves back into this. But then it's 3, you know, and then it kind of rolled out of it, snowballed on them a little bit. And, you know, like everybody was saying, you know, we asked them about Sergei Bobrovsky, and they're like, listen, we gave up grade-A chances all night long, even, you know, when Anthony Stolarz was in there, you know, because everybody wants to know, hey, is Bob damaged goods now? And that's just not the case. I mean, he had no support Maybe it was nerves, Crowder, right? I mean, the Stanley Cup is right there in the building. It's going to be yours if you win this game. And that's the first time these guys have ever had that feeling, except for Tarasenko and Carter Verhaeghe. Nobody on this team's ever won the thing. And now you have to think that, you know, game five, Sunrise, the Cup's going to be in the building, but they've been through it now. And maybe, you know, they got all that out of their system.
It sounds like your answer is going to be no, but one of the things I brought up to Crowder and Solana was, does a performance like Saturday night knock the mojo right out of Sergei Bobrovsky, who during the postseason, a couple of stumbles here and there, but, I mean, has really been locked in. Can that have that effect where it's such a bad loss? And, again, not all on him, but it's just such a bad loss that he doesn't regain that footing.
Well, yeah, and I'd like to say no, but who knows? I mean, because now Edmonton kind of – because on the flip side, Edmonton's got confidence. We can beat this guy, right? They didn't have that really before because Sergei Bobrovsky has been so good. You know, up until that third period of Game 3, Edmonton hadn't been able to do anything against Sergei Bobrovsky. He'd given up, you know, one goal or something like that, two goals total. And he gave up, you know, a couple there in that third period of Game 3, which led into Game 4. So I don't sense any kind of, you know, consternation or anything like that from the Panthers. But on the flip side of that, you've got an opponent, a high-powered opponent with a ton of skill, and now they're feeling pretty good about themselves.
And, George, were they less defensive-minded? You brought up the defense with the 2-on-1s, the 3-on-2s. It just seemed like, I don't know if they were more aggressive offensively for some reason, but it didn't seem like, me and Hawk talked about it, it didn't seem like the same game plan almost.
No, you're right. But, listen, how many times have we talked about how hard this Florida Panther system is to play? And you've got to be 100% committed to it. You know, like Paul Maurice always says, it's hard to play, but it's very hard to play against. And the Panthers just didn't have it. And, you know, we've mentioned this, you know, you can't fake the desperation. Edmonton was desperate. Florida really wasn't. They knew, okay, well, we're going back to Florida anyway. Maybe we'll play another game. You know what I mean? I mean, Edmonton's playing for everything. Florida is, you know, okay, we're good. We'll go back to Florida. We're cool.
Saw Paul Maurice said today that Lamborghini will get a chance to play. Why the move for Lamborghini? If it seems like all the Panthers' lines have been rock solid, and B, like, what is it that he can provide that that maybe we didn't see in Game 4?
Well, he brings speed. I mean, listen, he's replacing Stephen Lawrence, who's had a very good, very strong postseason for the Panthers. But, you know, when Florida lost those two games, those back-to-back overtime games to the Rangers, he made the lineup change on the fourth line, and they won six straight playoff games. So you're not making any changes. He hates having those guys, you know, have to sit out, but you can't change the lineup and, you know, when you're winning. So this gives him the opportunity to get Lomberg back in. Big piece of the Panthers. He's going to bring speed. He's one of the best forecheckers on the team. And, you know, maybe a little bit of a spark, but more so than that, this is an opportunity to make that change because you really can't do it when you won six straight.
All right. So what are we anticipating tonight, George? Are we anticipating hoisting a Stanley Cup for the first time in Panthers history, or – I don't know. There's still a lot of games left.
Yeah, no, I think they pull it out tonight. I mean, everything's feeling that way. I mean, listen, Edmonton's still desperate and everything, but the pressure's off them now. They got the one win. They didn't get swept. They're not, you know, the first team in 26 years or whatever to get swept out of the playoffs. That's off their backs now. You know, they've had a couple days to marinate in this. If it was, you know, if the game was played Monday, you know, right after that, maybe that gives Edmonton an edge. But, you know, they've had to come down here. They've been hanging in Fort Lauderdale. I think Florida's got the right mindset, and, you know, they're ready to go.
And, George, we talked about this, like the MVP of the playoffs, the finals, everything. Everybody will pick Bob. After last game's performance, does that make you rethink any of that, or it's still Bob, he just had a down couple periods?
I think that certainly opened the door for Sasha Barkov, because you guys asked me who was my Conn Smythe winner when the series started, and I said Sasha Barkov. And, you know, Bob kind of took that away with that game one shutout. He was the reason Florida won game one, that Florida gets that 3-0 win, and it was all Sergei Bobrovsky. But now I think maybe there is certainly a case for Sasha Barkov if Florida is able to win this tonight. And, you know, because you do look at the whole of the playoffs, not just the finals. And, listen, if this thing goes to six, Connor McDavid, you know, even in a loss, Connor McDavid could win the thing because of the postseason that he has had. But if Florida wins it tonight, it will be one of two players. It'll be Sasha Barkov or Sergei Bobrovsky.
All right, let's get it done tonight. I mean, enough goofing around Crowder. I mean, you know, I can't take much more of this.
I wasn't in that.
Crowder's up there hanging with Pete Rose.
Yeah. Crowder's at this is shocking. Crowder booked an Airbnb that doesn't have cable. So he's got a library of DVDs, but no cable television.
You know what they say. We want romance in Ridgemont. We can't even get cable TV in Ridgemont.
There's a dining table in the garage. It's very weird what's going on up here in these mountains, man.
Play some euchre, man. Bring the neighborhood over. Play some euchre.
Is that the mountains? Cooperstown? Is that in the mountains?
It surprised me if y'all didn't know. I've heard the name Cooperstown my whole life. I'm thinking it's a sprawling metropolis. It's a little one traffic light town. It's a little bitty nothing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They got a good hot dog at the diner.
Oh, who doesn't like a good hot dog?
And you better be Diner, because they have no real names. The only thing they have is a Dunkin'.
It's like My Cousin Vinny, where the menu says breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Way closer to that than anything we're used to.
Well, go get yourself
a grit. Get a grit.
These are Harmony grits. All right, we'll see you. George, read George Richards' work, FloridaHockeyNow.com. Hopefully he is writing about a Stanley Cup victory for the Panthers after tonight's game. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Thank you, George.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good time in Cooperstown, man.
There you go, George. Well, you can't. He has no cable. There's George Richards.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.